Good morning, everyone. Today is the 29th of October, 2021. And whatever you may be going through or whatever I may be going through, we know that Jesus Christ has done all things well. Sometimes it may not seem that way on the surface of the trials and troubles that we go through, but we are told that it is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Lamentation 3:26. Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplication when I cried unto thee. Shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Wait on the Lord, and he shall save thee. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in the way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Ye shall not need to fight in the battle. Set yourself, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord. Let us not be weary in well-doing. In due season we shall reap if we faint not. He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. In my distress I called upon the Lord, and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him. He brought me forth unto a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. O, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Please the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Well, there are many, many wonderful promises in the Bible. We can find so many words of consolation if we stay in the Word of God. I hope that you all have a good Friday morning, this 29th of October, and I hope that whatever you might be going through, you can take consolation in knowing that God is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. In all manners, as we have been tempted, he was tempted, but he was without sin. Well, may the good Lord be with us. This day is my prayer, and it won't be long till we'll be ushered into the presence of God on the other side, in the New Jerusalem, where we will be praising and glorifying him throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor and power and wisdom and might. God bless.